Hello, my name is Benjamin Suchstrassen.
And you are?
I'm the curator of the Orta Museum.
You have this new exhibit that's just on for this special Art Nouveau year called Victor Horta versus Art Nouveau. And often we think of Art Nouveau as something that just appeared out of nowhere, fully made. And what you've done here in this exhibit is you've shown other influences. First of all, his wife, who very few people knew about, Bala and Violette Duc, the two big architects of the 19th century, Egyptian art, ancient Greek art, the 18th century, and then 19th century things such as the Opera House in Paris and the Palace of Justice here in Brussels. So those are all things that people don't think of. So what are you doing here?
The fact is, Victor Horta is encountering between two moments in the history of architecture and art. He is the heir of the heritage of the eclecticism, which was just before him. And he is also an architect who announced what is going to happen during the 20th century. But from my own point of view, I think that is more deeply rooted into the architecture of the 19th century and then the eclecticism, then into something which is linked with future. But to be honest with you, we can do maybe one year the exact opposite exhibition, and it would be fascinating to explore the link in between Horta and Le Corbusier and the modern movement. But it is true that going into the relation between Horta and what we called at that time the master or the teacher, the architect he admired, doing that is a great way to understand from inside where many elements, ornaments, ideas come from. Because it is true that Horta has a very interesting relation with the architect he admired in the past. He had a kind of even humility, if I may say. And there is then a real discussion. And the best example is the Palace of Justice, because since his arrival in Brussels in 1880 until his near death in 1940, he has been studying extensively the work of Joseph Poulard, the architect of the Palace of Justice. And it's very ironical and very Belgian-like, because a few years ago some students were doing research on the Palace of Justice, and at that occasion we discovered that the only architectural study of the Palace of Justice is kept here in the archive, that nobody has really studied the Palace of Justice from an architectural point of view.
Except Horta.
Except Horta, yes. And this archive is going to be published soon. And that's a very good example for a second reason. When I was speaking about admiration and humility, is that in 1927 there was a call from the state to build new building around the Poulard place in front of the Palace of Justice. And Horta did so, and it's a fascinating project because it is Horta doing Poulard thing, and he was dismissed because it was too much like Poulard. So it is true that the goal of this exhibition, we show in different rooms Horta eclectic architect, Horta Art Nouveau architect, Horta classic modern architect, and at each time we just cross the name of the style, because if you forget about the style, then you discover something else. And Horta used, when he was young at least, used to describe himself as a modern architect, not an Art Nouveau architect. So forgetting the brand, in a way, we give to artists and architects allow us to go a way further.
This exhibit is on until January of 2024, and it's free?
Yes, it's free. We thought that it's part of a museum to be as open as possible for everyone in an easy way. And it is true, we're working hard to keep the ticket price of Horta as low as possible. Even as you know, things are not very easy for anyone. And I think that we manage as well as possible in that regard. But from another point of view, I also think that going to an exhibition, it's having a good time and have an easy access, free, without reservation, because the Horta house is so tiny that no, we have to ask the visitor to book in advance. I know it is not very comfortable for them, but it's the only way we have found so far to protect the house and to have a limited amount of visitors at the same time. So this exhibition was the occasion to do the exact opposite.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.